Oh, thank you. In Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication. It's called Daily Word. Many of you read that on a regular basis. We like to share on Sunday the Daily Word for today. So I will ask Cecilia McBride to come forward and share that for us.
The word for today is guidance. Divine guidance clears and lights my way. I am divinely guided moment by moment, breath by breath. With certainty and assurance, I go forth to do what is mine to do, trusting all things are working for good. Even during the most trying times, through my faith, I am assured all is well, regardless of appearances, just as the sun shines after a storm. In times of uncertainty, I turn within, pray, and enter the silence where I can better discern the still, small voice inside. Then I relax and pay attention to my intuition. I listen deeply to my soul's calling. I am open and receptive to the many ways my guidance manifests. Knowing and claiming my oneness with God, I dare to reach for my dreams. With unshakable faith, I go forth, expecting to receive clear guidance and direction from the Christ within me. And from Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go.
Cecilia, thank you. And as we just allow these beautiful words to kind of begin opening our hearts, our very being, I invite you to breathe with me now. Maybe relax, close your eyes if you're comfortable, let go, and be in this now moment as we move into a time of being mindful, a time of prayer, or a time of meditation. And as we breathe and as we relax, I will begin toning our singing bowl. And I invite you, as that tone moves over you, the energy, vibration of that tone is a part of the energy, the vibration of all of creation. It's like the beating of our heart. It's like the song of the birds, the crash of the waves. It is that energetic flow of musical expression. And so let it touch your hearts and open you in this moment as you breathe, as it resonates at the heart chakra, the chakra of love. And so just continuing to relax and to center in the core of who we are, in that area where the diaphragm and the heart and all of that which encompasses the base of our being, the center of who we are. We just breathe into that. And as we do so with each breath, it helps remind us, it helps move us into a space of being connected, into a moment of connection that is different than we oftentimes experience through our outer senses, through the outer world and our experience. So we breathe into that, we relax and we let go. And we recognize in this moment of the breath, the allness, the inflow, the outflow, the ever ongoing constancy that reminds us of infinite spirit. We remember that we are so much more than just our physical body. It allows us to connect with the source of our being, with the allness of infinite creation, of the divine flow of our world, of our universe. And we recognize that there is a pattern and a flow that's evidenced in all of nature, in our seasons, in the rise of the sun and the moon and the setting, in the tides that move in and out, in the seasons, in the breath. It flows in and it flows out. And it reconnects us to that greater awareness that we are all part of a wholeness. Each one of us unique yet contributing to all that is, as we show up, as we express, as we allow ourselves to be embraced in love and to embrace others. And so in this now moment, we allow ourselves to be infilled, to be blessed, simply through the recognition that we are designed and created in the image of love. Not human emotional love, but the love of all that is. The love of universal creative God mind, heart, beingness that just flows over us and through us. It isn't anything that we have to do or earn. It is already an absolute given. It is who we are. It is that from which we live and from which we express. And in this moment of experiencing and recognizing that love, that guidance, that wisdom that comes when we listen to the still small voice, the upliftment, the encouragement, the comfort. In this moment, we recognize also the wonderful gift of being able to let that light then shine forth, that love pour out into our world. Just like the breath incoming and outgoing, we participate in that infinity symbol, sideways eight, that is ever ongoing. And we are all a part of that flow, like the river of life, the river of creation, the river of all beingness. And so we relax into that connection and that oneness in a moment of silence, of communion, of oneness with God. And we can feel that presence moving through us. We feel it filling the room. We feel it moving out like a brilliant light in expression to bless our lives, bless the lives of our community, and out into our world. And so from this place of interconnection, we take a moment to surround our prayer box in light and to speak forth the names, the places, the situations that we would especially bless at this time. Wanda, Mary, Dale, Warren, Karen, Bob, Donalyn, Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Teresa, Linda, John, Bill, Vicky, Evan, Unity Worldwide Ministries and Headquarters, Unity of Michiana Board of Trustees, all of the people who serve on our teams, our liaisons, countries around the world experiencing separation and confusion and challenge. We see them filled with a guiding light and the blessing of a love that transcends. We give thanks for these prayers and this light that shines forth. We say thank you, beloved Holy Spirit, gracious universal presence, Mother, Father, God.
With love.